In our prayers to God, we probably thank Him for many things. If applicable, we might thank Him for our spouse or for our children. We probably thank Him for our families, our friends, possibly even the church, and I'm sure probably all of us thank God for the greatest thing of all, and that is Jesus Christ coming and dying for our sins. But I think one of the things for which maybe we ought to be most thankful, a lot of times we probably leave out of our prayers. That is the Holy Word of God, the Bible, which we hold in our hands. There are several reasons why we ought to be thankful for the Bible, one of which is found in Ephesians, the first chapter. And if you'll turn there and look with me in Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read the words which Paul recorded for us in verse 13, where he said, "In Him, speaking of Christ, you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Perhaps the greatest thing about the Word of God is that it is what gives us the instructions that we need to know in order to be saved. Just consider that if it weren't for the Word of God, every one of us would be lost in our sins for all of eternity, even if Jesus died for our sins, if we didn't have this Word telling us what we needed to do in order to have that blood of Jesus applied to our lives. There are more reasons why we ought to be thankful for the Word of God, one of which we can find over in John, the 14th chapter. In John chapter 14, starting in verse 23, we read that Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." In knowing what the Word of God is, and not only knowing it and believing it, but also in doing what that same Word says, we are told that it could be said that God is living within us. And also we find in that same chapter, it could be said that we are living in God. That's not to say that God is necessarily literally, physically, somewhere in between our liver and our spleen, or that we're literally within the Spirit of God in heaven. But what it's saying is that it's a figurative statement, and that inasmuch as we know the Word of God and we are living it, that God is in our lives. What a great promise that is as His children performing His will, that God does live and work through His providence within our lives. We're going to look at another idea for why we should be thankful for God's Word found in the Old Testament in Psalm 19, and we're going to be reading verse 11. Psalm 19, verse 11, where David says, "Moreover by them," speaking of the commandments, the judgments of the Lord, in other words, by them, the words which God has given us, he says, "Your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." We probably don't think of it as being just a great blessing whenever we're warned and corrected by the Word of God, but friends, it is a great blessing, because it is nice to know right here on this earth that we might need to change some things in order to make our lives right. How horrible would it be if we were to appear before God on the day of judgment and to find out, well, we shouldn't have been doing these things all along. It's a blessing to be warned within God's Word. But also David says, in keeping them, the commandments of God found within His Word, there is great reward. The whole Bible is not thou shalt not, but it also tells us about the great promises we shall have if we do not do the things that displeases God, and we do the things that do please Him. Hopefully we can come out with the same attitude that David stated in Psalm 119:105 when he said, "Your word," speaking of God, "your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Let's do our best to thank God every day for the Holy Bible which we hold in our hands.